Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I am getting set to release my list. I worked all day on it this morning. I thought about it last night. I thought about it the day before because I've got such a library of painful losses that narrowing it down to a top five was nearly impossible. Before we get to the list and before you hear my mentality for how I got there, the people have requested it. Ladies and gentlemen, the theme song for your Cinco de Pano.
Welcome to Cinco de Pano. Grab a bagel and your tissues too. We're ranking all the heartbreaks we've been through. From Queens to the Bronx, from the Garden to the Rock, it's a symphony of sorrow, so let's unlock
Cinco de Pano.
A fiesta of defeat and despair. From number five to numero uno, we'll crown the king of heartbreak, you know. We bleed blue, orange, and gray. We'll laugh at the pain, 'cause it's the New York way.
So Cinco de Pano is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere.
So here's how I did this. I closed my eyes, and I'm ranking them in terms of the pain I felt in the moment. Because it is true that time changes your opinions on things. Sometimes things get so bad that a bad moment becomes worse. Sometimes things get good and a painful moment actually becomes better. So what I did, and this is why I cried seven times this morning, I closed my eyes and I remembered the moment. And I didn't just remember the moment, I remembered the stomach. I remembered what my brain was saying. I remembered every emotion I felt. And this is how I got to a list that may surprise some of you. But before I tell you the list, I'd like to list off a few games that did not make the list.
Oh.
Carlos Beltran striking out in Game 7 of the 2006 NLCS did not make the list.
Are you doing like the Dayton, like, out tournament here on this?
I think
what
I am.
What are we doing?
First date out.
Okay.
And by the way, I don't think he's got a lot of friends.
And the reason why it didn't make the list is because even though that moment has absolutely tripled and quadrupled in pain, in that moment, leaving a quiet Shea Stadium, I thought we'd be back.
Okay.
And that eased it.
All right.
Game 6 of the 1999 NLCS, when Kenny Rogers walked Andrew Jones, I cried myself to sleep that night, did not make the list.
All right.
The Islanders losing Game 7 on a shorthanded goal did not make the list. And you ready for this one? This is really going to stun you. Kevin Durant's foot on the line,
wow,
Game 7 against Milwaukee did not make the list. Because again,
wow,
much like 06, I thought we'd be back. What a schmuck I am. So with that said, what did make the list? Let's begin.
Here we go.
Number 5.
2008, the closing of Shea Stadium.
I like this one.
Ryan Church is at the plate. We are holding on to a last gasp. And it all came crashing down.
1-0 to Church. Hit in the air to center field. It's deep. Back goes Maven. He has room. And Maven makes the catch. And for the second straight season, the Mets' year ends in abject disappointment on the final day. Shea Stadium will be put to bed. The Milwaukee Brewers have won the wild card. And the Mets are sent home by the Florida Marlins on the final Sunday for the second straight season.
Doesn't that clip just tell you the whole story?
Why were they playing music after that? That's when you just cancel the music.
Imagine dying and then having to watch your own funeral. That's what that was.
Yeah.
The Mets lose for the second straight year on a game 162 at home against the Marlins. By the way, a painful loss. Much more painful than the year earlier. Scott Schoenweiss giving up a home run. And then we have to celebrate our history while we crap the bed. I get angry and sad and I want to puke thinking about that moment. So, yes,
like
number
it.
5 is 2008, the closing of Shea Stadium.
It's just another reminder because we kind of always just forget about it and we talk about it and laugh. We've argued about Joe Shane decisions. In the history of decision-making in this town, has there been a worse decision than having that celebration post-game?
Yeah, I don't know what, do it before the game?
Yeah, the big pregame thing. Everybody get in by, 11:30, right.
Sean, my issue isn't with the decision. My issue is with the Mets choking.
I understand
You know what
that.
I mean? Like,
but you have to sit and wallow in it after.
Bro, it is so bad. Like, I'm not even telling you, it's worse than 07. Or, it has nothing to do with that. It's the moment. I wanted to disappear in that moment. And yet I'm sitting at Shea Stadium with three people. My dad, my sister, and Steve Summers.
Schmoose.
I took Steve to the game. Final game at Shea. I wonder if that made his book. Probably not. That's okay.
Does he remember?
I don't know if he does. Let's get to number 4.
Number 4.
This is going to shock people that it's only number 4. Game 5 of the 2000 World Series. The Mets, the Yankees, Mariano, Mike Piazza. Put me out of my misery.
And the 0-1 swung on, hit in the air to deep center. Bernie back, away back. He's there. He makes the catch. Ball game over. World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win. The New York Yankees have once again reached the summit of the sports world. They've won their third straight championship. Fourth in the last 5 years. And 26th all-time, the most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium,
blah blah.
The New York Yankees are once again world champions.
There's a reason I made this call the John Sterling call.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Okay.
Thank you for asking. A part of what made this so painful is I went to school the next day.
Yeah, so
and 80%. And 80% of the people are Yankee fans, even growing up on Long Island. So it wasn't just the Mets lost the World Series, which sucks. It was we lost the World Series to that, and we're going to hear all of that regurgitated to us for the rest of time. And let's throw in the fact the game was painful. Al Leiter left his lungs on the field. He left his soul on the field. And there's Luis Soho hitting a 150 roller that sneaks through for a base hit.
What
absolute painful.
Let's go Yankees.
Shut up, Tommy. Now let's get to number 3.
Number 3.
The AFC Championship game following the 2010 season, the New York Jets against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
One more and it's official. The Pittsburgh Steelers are the AFC champions again.
Ugh. I cut that highlight. I was at tape op that day.
I cut the highlight. I went to YouTube. So.
Oh, well, we had it in the system thanks to me years ago.
Thank you. Look, when they beat the Patriots a week earlier, it was arguably one of the most satisfying wins a human could have as a sports fan. I was in the building. I was in Foxborough. I got to dance on their grave. We beat Tom Brady. And the whole week, I was nervous about a letdown. I know that sounds crazy, a letdown. They're in the AFC title game. They played like they had a freaking letdown. They no-showed the first half of that game. to be in the building, surrounded by Steeler fans who are fine, nothing against them. I genuinely thought we were going to the Super Bowl. And I'll never forget what I said to Ernie, our producer. As the Jets were lining up third and five, the play that sealed it for Pittsburgh, it was a bend rollout. He connected to Antonio Brown, who was a rookie at the time. I said to Ernie, if we get off the field, we're going to the Super Bowl. That's how much belief I had in Mark Sanchez and the way the momentum of that game was going. Wow. If they got off the field, they were going to the Super Bowl. And no one to this day can tell me different. And when Bruce Arians drew up that play and it connected to Antonio Brown, and now I'm sitting there watching the kneel downs because I can't leave, and then leaving that stadium knowing I ain't getting there. Like, I walked out knowing that was our shot. Back-to-back championship games, we're right there. This is it. And don't tell me, well, they were going to lose next week to the Packers anyway.
You don't know that.
Who cares? I'm in the Super Bowl.
And you don't know that.
And I don't know that. Like, that feeling leaving the championship game in Pittsburgh when I threw that cigar to the ground, I knew we weren't getting back. And so, yes, it's made worse by the fact they haven't been in the playoffs since, which is unimaginable. But I swear on anything, as I left that building, I kind of saw this all coming. And that's only number three.
What would smoking the cigar look like for you? Can we get a practice drag?
No, not until I win a championship.
Okay.
Let's get to number two.
Number two.
What made 2015 worse than 2000 was it was a repeat. It was the same bleep. It was the same thing. Losing in 2015 to the Royals followed the same freaking script as the 2000 Yankees. And so it ended when Wade Davis struck out Wilmer Flores to end the game five in the 11th inning or the 12th inning, whatever the hell inning they tortured us to. It doesn't get much worse than the closing of the 2015 World Series.
One and two to Flores. Conforto leads from second. Davis sets. Here's the pitch to Flores. And it's in there. Strike three called. The Kansas City Royals are the 2015 World Champions. Davis flings his glove into the air, as do many of the other Royals, who pile out of the dugout, storm out of the bullpen. They are jumping and hooping and hollering right in front of the pitcher's mound. Congratulations to the Kansas City Royals. They have won the World Championship for the first time since 1985.
I know why. It's easy to say, how is that worse than 2000? Like, how is that worse than 2000?
Right.
When something really crappy happens, whether it's in your life or it's sports, isn't it worse when it happens again? Isn't it worse when you experience the same freaking thing that you thought could never happen again?
Yeah, you're right.
2008 was a carbon copy of 2007. It was worse. 2015, 15 years later, was a carbon copy of 2000. You could tell me all day about Yankee fans and going to school, and trust me, I get it. I experienced it. It was painful. But 15 years later, how could it go the same way? Like literally, I still cannot fathom how everything went the same bleeping way. And again, that feeling when I left Citi Field was, we're just never going to win. Because that was magic. That year was magic. That was a storybook. They had game one, won! They had game four, won! They had game five, won! So, dude, it makes me angry just thinking about it. So, yes, that's number two. But how do we get to number one? What could possibly be number one?
And we already know your omissions. This is curious.
All right. Number one.
Number one.
I have never been this close to a championship, and I'll never get that close again. Game six of the NBA Finals in 2003, Spurs-Nets.
A lot of people talked about their 99 title having an asterisk next to it. The 2003 title's about to have an exclamation point next to it. The San Antonio Spurs are your world champions.
They had game six in their hands. They were up by 10 in the fourth quarter. They had this game won. They were forcing a winner-take-all seventh game to win a championship. That World Series I talked about, that's a fifth game. This is game six.
You're right.
They had the game won. And you know how they lost this game? No one watched it, so I have to inform everybody because nobody knows what the hell I'm talking about. It was a slow death. They couldn't score for 5 minutes in the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, David Robinson is having like a festival. Yeah. Speedy Claxton's making buckets.
Speedy Claxton quarter.
Game six, fourth quarter of the NBA Finals, is my personal hellscape. And when that game ended, and I'm an adult, okay? I am 19 years old. Is that an adult?
By age, yes.
I cried like a baby. Not tears like here and there. I mean bald like a biatch. Like it was the water. It was horrific. And yet, if I could have told myself, hey, Evan, you moron, 22 years later, you'll never get that close again. That'll be the closest you get. You'll have some fun ones, some moments. That will be the closest you will ever get to a championship, you stupid redheaded loser. I would have said, come on, that's too negative. That can't possibly be the case. And so, yes, number one is what
my
I like.
Personal hellscape.
Thank you. That was the worst experience I've ever had watching sports, watching the death of a season before my eyes being that close to a championship. So congratulations, Jason Kidd. Kenyon Martin, who knows, showed. Congratulations to the 2003 New Jersey Nets. And that's my list.
It's a great list.
I have to take you to task on a few things.
First of all, before you do.
Yeah.
Like I said to you, you can't take anyone to task on how one personally feels about painful losses.
Well, I can ask you questions.
That's much better. You can ask me questions. Okay. Let me see who's raising their hands. Tommy. Yes, go ahead, Tommy.
Thank you. Yesterday, you said on the air that after the quick pitch, the Alex Gordon home run that Familia gave up, you were screaming and your wife had to come in the room because she thought you were giving birth.
Yes.
How is that not the moment? Why did you choose the sort of the funeral instead of the, not to make this thing, but you know what I mean? Like, why didn't you not pick the moment that really lost the series in a lot of ways?
It's a great question, Tommy, because in every horrible loss, there's still hope. And hope ends when it's over. And so as a sports fan, even though game one of 2000, game one of 2015, like you're totally right about that. But I also had game three against the Celtics in 2002's Eastern Conference Finals. Like I've had moments of this is the most awful loss. But in that case, they came back and won anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was awful. It was bad. But the closure is always worse because it's over. And there is that helpless feeling of, wow, there's no tomorrow. There's no chance to fix this. And as bad as game one was, there was a game two the next night with Jacob DeGrom on the mound. There was a game three of the World Series at Citi Field. So that's why, to me, it's all of these games are closeout games. They're ending of the season games because that helplessness really goes to a 10 when that happens.
Okay, and maybe we'll never agree on this, but I think 06 was the Mets' best chance to win a World Series in our lifetime. So I don't know why it's not on your list. I just don't think they were beating the Royals. You want to talk about the magic of the Mets? The Royals were in the World Series the year prior. And if it wasn't for Bumgarner, they would have won. And they got better in the offseason. That, to me, that Royal team was a team of destiny.
So
they just weren't going to get beat.
My answer to 06, because that's going to be a very popular, how is, I mean, what's wrong with you? It's the naivete I had leaving the building.
Yes.
Like, I was still young enough. I was 23 years old where I left Shea Stadium, and it was the eeriest moment leaving Shea, because unlike the Royals and the Yankees, there was not a Cardinal fan there. You could hear a pin drop. Like, literally, I left Shea, I heard the Cardinals celebrating. Very weird.
That's
very
crazy
surreal
to think of in today's world, too.
It's insane.
Right.
Look at the Royals in 2015. Right. Did you hear the Royal fans that were there?
Right. It's easier to get tickets online now, travel, the whole thing is different.
So it was one of the most surreal feelings I ever had. I came right here because I was doing a show that night. I'm still looking for the tapes of that. And as I left, and I may have said it on the air that day, as depressed as I was, as missed of an opportunity as it was, I thought, we'll be back.
But in hindsight, because you said you factored that in.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't at all?
You didn't listen at all.
I'm
I said
sorry,
at the
I
beginning, I can't.
Yeah.
I did it
okay.
In the moment, all in the moment.
Fair enough. If David Tyree makes that catch and the Giants lose the Super Bowl, you go, oh my God, we had this great catch and we didn't win.
Correct.
The Chavez catch, that's the moment. That's the DVD moment. And they still didn't win.
Tommy,
they didn't even win the series. And they're at
Tommy,
home.
Tommy, if I do the list based on how I feel now,
I know
it's probably number one or number two.
Oh, okay.
For that matter.
In hindsight.
I'm telling you in the moment. I walked out of there, right?
I can
Reyes,
understand that.
Beltran, we'll be back. Now, I'm an idiot. They choked like dogs in seven. They closed down Shea Stadium like a funeral in 08, and they didn't sniff the playoffs for another half a decade. So, obviously, I'm a moron. But I'm telling you the reason. Same thing with Durant. Like, you should say, well, how the hell is that not number one? Because I walked out with a slight belief of, I'll get these bastards.
Yep.
I'll be back. Obviously, if I redid the list, Durant and Beltran are zooming to the top because of that. But I'm going in the moment with how I felt.
All right, final one for me. 2000, if the Mets had won that World Series, Yankee fans would have never been able to hold anything over our heads ever again. It doesn't matter how many they won. If we would have beat them heads up, we will always been able to not only just win the World Series, but win the bar fights. So to me, that for me, is always going to be number one. For a Yankee fan, obviously not. They beat the Mets. It's just the Mets. But that would have been so special, just to win the World Series, but to beat them.
I know it doesn't fit because of 2003. But again, I tried to judge it on the moment. I think these losses get worse as you get older. And it's easy to say, well, but you're a kid, you know.
No,
because you start to, look, I'm in my 40s. I don't know how long I'm going to live.
Yeah, you face mortality a little bit.
Yeah.
About it. And if you're a real, like, crazy lunatic sports fan like us, you put the two together.
You start to realize. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It is now on the table. I'm going to die before I see any of my loser teams win a championship.
You ever start to think how many seasons I got left? 30?
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's not a lot.
Yeah.
And think about all the ones that are already over. Like, the Nets are done for the next 5 years. The Jets are done for, let's say, the next 3 years. So those are done. Those are 8 seasons already that you could just throw away.
It's just crazy and terrible to think about.
So I believe that the longer this goes, the worse it gets. Now, you could say, but you're older, priorities, kids, like, that's all healthy. I agree. Like, I'm able to, after these losses, look into my son's beautiful eyes and say, hey, this is what really matters. I don't want anyone to think I'm that sick. But in terms of, like, how much does this hurt, it gets worse because it is absolutely on the table. In fact, it's likelier than not that I'll be 10 feet underground before I see any of these losers win a championship.
It's horrible to say. I also have some pushback. I think that the older you get, the more sports is like your only escape. You know what I mean?
That's a good point, yeah.
You're not out partying, drinking, you're seeing your friends, maybe a little less than you like. Like, it's your one thing away from your family that you have that's a healthy thing to have.
Yeah.
So when you don't get those chances, you keep sucking. When your escape sucks, life sucks.
Yes. Oh, but right now, my escapes are the worst things in the world. I'm a JetNet fan. Like, what am I even watching? Yeah. What is that?
Awful.
Can the Mets, like, make a big move right now? Free agency just started.
It's true. Let me refresh.
Ease my pain. Ease my pain by doing something. Now, let's get to some of your calls. Anthony's down in Tampa. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Evan. Thank you for taking the call. You know I love you. I call in all the time with some feedback. You just ruined my drive home. I'm a Mets and a Jets fan, too. You killed me. I have Ajita, but I do think you left a major one off the list.
Go.
Which was the 1998 Jets, or the 1999 AFC Championship game.
Yes.
Against the Broncos. They were up going into the half.
Yep.
I mean, that one was my first, I'm around the same age as you. That's my first real painful sports memory.
100%. So the two other championship games that the Jets lost that I lived and died with did not make it, and they were close. The one against Indianapolis, I was there for that. The one against Denver.
Indy had to have been the same feeling you've said with the others. We'll be back.
So they're different. In Denver, let me start with what he said.
Okay.
I am 15 and naive as all hell. Parcells is my coach. We just had a great regular season, and I know nothing about success. I want to put this in perspective. As a 1998 Jets fan, I had at that point never seen the Mets make the playoffs. Never. I've seen the Nets make the playoffs like twice, and they got knocked out in the first round. So this is like, hey, welcome to the playoffs. This is cool. They got to the title game.
Right.
I was such a naive punk. I was like, oh, we're good. So 98, if I'm living in the moment, wasn't even close because I felt like this confidence that I shouldn't have had. The one with Indianapolis was, this was just such a miracle. We weren't that good. I never felt we really had a shot, even though Austin Collie by 2 inches, basically. So it's close. It's closer. Because I remember going back to the hotel after the Indy game, and I almost cried. So I certainly felt that way. I had a very tough time watching that NFC Championship game. I barely watched it. That was the Bounty Gate game.
Oh, that's right.
I went back to the hotel. Beningo went to Shula's, which I was like, dude, how do you go to Shula's?
How do you go? Yeah, how do you go to Shula's?
You hate Don Shula. Now you go to Shula's after we lost the title game? Yeah. What are we doing? And I went back to the hotel and was like, I can't even watch this. So that one is a very near miss.
You have said two things on this show, and I'm really not trying to poke. This is why I didn't bring it up the first time, but it really puts in perspective how long this Jets drought is in terms of making the playoffs. Number one, referencing that the second to last year they made the playoffs, Bounty Gate, was the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, Brett Favre was a quarterback.
And earlier in the show, you brought up the idea of interim head coaches, and you said in 2010, Wade Phillips was replaced by Jason Garrett in season to start that
last time the Jets made the playoffs.
That feels like Jason Garrett taking over Wade Phillips. Wade Phillips coaching the Cowboys feels like 40 years ago.
Nah, I know.
And that's the last year the Jets made the playoffs.
No doubt. I think if time goes by, Jets losing to the Steelers may just end up at number one.
Oh, my God.
Especially if, like, the Mets have success again, the Nets are fine. It'll be like, oh, my God, that's literally their last playoff game.
What a different world, 2010.
Crazy, right? Let's go to Chris in Nashville. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Evan. First time calling in, listening for a very long time. Love you guys.
Appreciate it. What's up?
You know how they say never meet your heroes?
Yeah, of course.
I met yours. Rico Bronya, 1995.
Really?
I am right behind the Mets dugout with my brother. I'm 9 years old. Asked for an autograph, and he says, stay here. I'll be back. He goes, takes ground balls at first base. Rico, as he's running back in the dugout, puts his head down, never looks at us again.
Wow.
That's why I can't listen to the Rico podcast, man. It's too painful.
Should I change the name of the Rico because of a story like that?
Rico Borgagna.
No, because I think you go on to the philosophy. He had a bad day.
I think he had a bad day. And I apologize to Chris, and it sucks that he'll never listen to the Rico Bronya because he
Rocco
has a...
Rocco Borgonoi.
Because he has an issue with the Rico. That's heartbreaking to hear that story. I don't believe it. Actually, that's what I'm going to do. That's what you do when you don't like a story. I don't think it's true. Fake news.
Rico Brogna.
How many different ways can we mispronounce his name? let's go to Pete in Queens. What's up, Pete?
All right. Evan, I have to just
start by saying I'm a weird sports fan because I actually like sports radio more than I actually like watching sports.
Wow.
So I've been listening forever without even watching a lot of games, which is really weird. But the most insane that I ever heard anyone on the fan was the day after the Luis Castillo dropped pop-up. When that happened, you came on the air the next day, because that was when you were doing the Saturday morning show. So it was 10 a.m.
Yes.
And I remember dropping off my fiance, my girlfriend, now wife, right? Dropping her off at the time at work and being in the car. And you sounded like you were up all night screaming at the top of your lungs. I mean, you have to go back and find the audio of it.
That's
because
a good one.
You were so completely fried. Like, you weren't making sense. You were just rambling and screaming at the top of your lungs about how could you possibly drop this pop-up and how embarrassing it was and how indicative it was of being a Mets fan. But I've never, ever, ever heard anyone so upset about any sports moment. And I was at a bar the night before with my friends and with my girlfriend or whatever, and I was embarrassed too.
Yeah.
But, you know, it had been 18 hours or so since this had transpired. You were still like, it just happened. And how that's not number one, because if you're going to go on just pure emotion,
yeah,
dude, the emotion that you had the following day, 10 a.m., it was like immeasurable.
Well, so, first of all, thank you, Pete, for listening. Hopefully it was good radio. I'm not sure if it was.
That's a great call from Pete.
I mean, that was a long time ago. So I'm going to look for the audio. The archives get a little, funky before 2010, but I'll look for it. I think because there's two things. Number one, it's a regular season game. So I think as time goes by, well, then again, that defeats my whole how I feel in the moment.
He's telling you in the moment.
Yeah, I think in the moment I'll tell you why I was so pissed off. Because there's backstory to it. And it's Mets related. A week earlier, me, Giannotti, and Joe went to L.A. And we went there to see the Mets. We also saw a Lakers playoff game. Okay? The Mets lost a game that I'm not sure how many people saw because it was 1 o'clock in the morning on Ryan Church missing third base. Okay?
Classic.
He missed third base! And then like an inning later, Jeremy Reed was the first baseman and made Pete Alonso look, he's the most accurate thrower of the baseball as he threw one over the catcher's head. That's how the Mets lost. So it was like an all-time bad loss. Gio will tell you, I don't know if he remembers it, I wouldn't talk after that game. That's where I needed Giannotti to imitate Francesa and Joe saying vulgar things, which I wrote about in my book.
Correct.
That made me laugh greatly. It's one of I don't appreciate much more than that. It really helped.
You needed it.
I was in a dark place. That Castillo game was literally a week and a half later. And what I kept saying as I was leaving Yankee Stadium comatose was, they did it to us again. 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 Like, how did that? And I was out of my mind. I ditched my friend at the game.
Yeah, I remember. He left on way home.
Yes. So I admit I was in a very bad place. But as bad of a place as I was in, there was a tomorrow. It was the regular season. I went to a Met Yankee game the next day, and they won on the backs of Fernando Nieve, who pitched a hell of a game that day.
But
so
you did say in the moment, that sounds like. Now, the other argument would be, did you have a microphone in front of your face after the Nets lose in 06?
The Mets lose in 06?
The Nets. The Nets. Was number one.
No, 03.
Oh, 03.
When the
God,
Nets
I'm getting this all screwed up.
This guy over
now,
here.
Call me a fraud. Now,
no,
right.
I did not. I didn't have a microphone in front of me.
So you got captured in a moment. There's no proof that you weren't as crazy in the range as the others.
That is true. That is true. But I would definitely admit for a regular season game, that was certainly up there. Forget about what you think of Trent Grisham. Here's why it's good news.
Okay.
The Yankees have money to spend. Because if they're willing to potentially budget $22 million for Trent Grisham, that tells you they got a lot more to spend. And so if Grisham turns it down, even better, because that $22 million that they were willing to pay to Trent Grisham can be used elsewhere. So I think we got a sign Yankee fans should be sort of excited about, which is I think this is a sign ownership is committed to dropping some bills this offseason.
Alternate headline? The Yankees are worried they're going to be priced out of both Bellinger and Kyle Tucker, and this is a nice insurance play.
Boy, I tell you, you know how to find the negative in it, don't you?
I don't trust the organization. That's all.
Why? I mean, this is an organization that bought Max Fried last year, that acquired Cody Bellinger. Like, I get they got outbid on Juan Soto, but the Yankees are not this cheap organization.
They're
even not. If they don't spend enough, they do spend.
They're not. You're absolutely right. I have obviously total scars over Soto, but they did go out and spend beyond there. Signing Max Fried last year, I look at this year, and it just, and I have nothing in front of me, so correct me, I could be completely wrong in this. Oftentimes, it feels like they alternate years on big spends. And if you spent on Max Fried last year, and I expect them to bring Bellinger back, that's kind of why I thought this offseason was going to be quiet. But I see this, and I worry for a second, go, are they thinking they're going to have the tab run up here on Bellinger and Tucker, and they just want to make sure they have an outfielder in the fold? And even if he doesn't accept, they'd be more willing to negotiate with him on a bigger one-year deal? I don't know.
All right. So?
I hope I'm wrong, and I'm not even saying that's... I don't think you can eliminate it. That's all.
I understand. See, that's how you can look at a decision the Yankees made and find the positive to it and find the negative to it.
I don't want to be the negative. I want to have a good offseason. I love the baseball offseason.
I get you. The problem with the baseball offseason is it takes forever. When the NFL free agency begins, it begins with a flurry of moves.
We know the Giants and Chet rosters by now, 45 minutes.
It's true. And same thing with the NBA. Like, it just happens. I will give you a prediction on the first major free agent to come off the board.
Ooh, okay.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Pete Alonso.
The first?
Yeah. I think we're going to get the opposite of last year. I think that Pete Alonso and Scott Boras know, hey, the waiting game, probably not the best approach. They need the Mets involved, because if they wait and guys come off the board, the Mets may just jump on someone else. So I think Pete Alonso will come off the board by the winter meetings. Now, that's a month from now, so when I say the first one off the board, keep in mind, that doesn't mean tomorrow. That doesn't mean this weekend. It just means within the next month. But that's a out of the box. I got no sources on this. Just a pure prediction based on when something fails, you usually try the opposite. Last year, he waited until the very end, and it didn't work out. So maybe Scott Boras and Pete Alonso try to take the first big deals that come their way from the teams that are interested.
I thought you were going to say Edwin Diaz. You think Diaz is going to take a while here?
I'm mixed about Edwin Diaz. I think the Mets want him back, and I think that any team worth their salt should go after him. He's the best closer in baseball.
I can't argue.
And how often do closers like this become available? And I hate to scare the bejesus out of everybody, but the L.A. Dodgers couldn't use Edwin Diaz. L.A. Dodgers could use Edwin Diaz as much as anybody.
To me, I think Diaz is the true, like, Cohen test the year after Soto. He's yours. Or he was. He's a free agent.
Right.
He also is the best closer in baseball. Don't you have to be old Yankee-like in this way, in that we're not worried about losing Edwin Diaz. Let's get this done quickly here. You know what I mean?
Well, he did the last time. I mean, remember, he signed during that grace period the first time. I think it's a good point that Diaz could be the first guy, mainly because he doesn't have competition. He sets the market.
Yes.
Like the other closers that are available, Kenley Jansen, Raisel Iglesias, Devin Williams, I mean, they're not moving the market the way Edwin Diaz is. So you're right. Like, Edwin Diaz controls the closer market. And so once he's, I mean, he could be the first one to sign. I think that's a good guess. That's a good educated guess by you.
Okay.
One thing that Sean.
Let the games begin.
All right, let's see. Let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. Matt in Hillsborough, New Jersey. What's up, Matt?
So, Evan, you have me so depressed in that listening to you go through all of that losing. I'm a huge Jets fan, and with my fate being tied to you, you are such a loser that we are doomed when it comes to sports. If you truly love the Jets, you'll go root for the Patriots, thank them, and let the Jets rise. And thank God you're not a Knicks or a Yankees fan. I listen to you every day. You know, I call in. But holy crap, are you a loser when it comes to sports?
Matt, you're 1,000% right.
I'm a loser.
But the reason I would never walk away from the Jets, and Joe would be the first one to say this in my defense, is the New York Jets were big losers far before I started understanding football. Now, the Mets did win in 1986, so you want to say they don't count? Fine. The New Jersey Brooklyn Nets were major losers long before I got involved.
I'm a loser.
So, I get it. I got a lot of bad luck. But I can't blame myself as being the one that's mushing them, considering the Jets have a long history of losing. Mud Bowl is not on my watch.
Yeah, you inherited the Mud Bowl.
I inherited it. It's a part of, you know, being a fan. Ray in South Florida, good afternoon or good evening, Ray. Hello, Ray.
Hey there.
Hey,
Evan, how are you, buddy?
We're good. What's up?
Hey,
So a couple of things real quick. I want to talk Yankees for a second, but you know, all these losses, I mean, I lived through three Rams Super Bowl losses, but when you win two, you can't be that upset. But the Yankee stuff was brutal. But the game seven, I'll tell you a quick story. My five-year-old son was a tremendous baseball player throughout his life. At 2 years old, he was blasting balls all over the house. We sat down at 5 years old. He sat in my lap. We watched the entire game. As the ball sailed over Jesus' head, and I want to talk the Yankee trade for a second, but as the ball sailed over Jesus' head and the run crossed the plate, I calmly turned the TV off and said, come on, son, let's go to bed. Went in my room and cried like a baby. The next morning, I came out in the kitchen. He came walking out of his bedroom with the meanest face ever and said, that stinked last night. And I knew at that point I had him. 9 years later, we were toasting champagne. His first drink was the Yankee World Series, so we got a little bit of redemption. But I want to talk about something, Evan, and only you probably can digest this and figure out how to make it work. I wanted to call during the trade deadline. You were on vacation, and the Yankees destroyed Dominguez's value anyway right after that. But I'm all about, and tell me I'm crazy, but let's move Dominguez, a prospect, find a way to get Stanton to accept the trade, and I want Mike Trout on this team. I know he's got a 3 years, maybe 4 years in the window with Judge. That's the right-handed bat we need. Sign Bellinger. Let Rice and Judge float around DH. Bellinger could play first in the outfield, regardless of what happens with Grisham. Mike Trout has got 3 or 4 good years left. That's the guy I think the Yankees get. And if they can move Ray. The money from Stanton, they can find a way
all
to
right.
make it
work. A couple of things. Mike Trout's cooked, man. Yeah. I don't know how to be more respectful and blunt at the same time. He never plays. Like, he played 130 games last year. That's the most games he's played since 2019. He's going to be 34 years old. Why would I think that's going to change? And by the way, even when he played, he was good. Like, I don't want to say he was awful, but he's not Mike Trout. And then when you factor in the incredible contract he signed a 12-year, $426 million deal. So you can help me out on the math. That's a lot of money. And it's a lot of money tied up until 2030, and right now he's 34. That is a mistake.
I'm not trading Jason Dominguez to the Angels for anybody not named Joe Adell or Zach Neto. Like, that's not happening with Mike Trout.
No, look, here's the appeal of Mike Trout, if I'm being serious. And it's really more a Cohen thing, but sure, it could be a Steinbrenner thing. If it's just money, and you are willing to spend elsewhere too, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to pay it off. It's fine. I got all the money in the world. Tax be damned. Sure. But once you're involving young players, or this is going to keep you from doing other things, that's just stargazing. That's glazing. It doesn't do anything for you. He doesn't play, and when he does play, he's a shell of his former self.
Yeah. Now, he'd get along with Booney, both Eagle fans.
That is true.
They could have the nice little Eagle powwow.
That is true. He's an Eagle season ticket holder. He's not just an Eagle fan. Mike Trout has season tickets to the Philadelphia Eagles. Isn't that crazy?
How many games do you think he gets, though?
Well, I mean, he's not busy in October.
Makes it easy.
That was so set up. So based on that, he could probably get to 3 or 4 games, maybe 5 or 6 games. When's he busy?
He gets the more Eagle games than you get the Jet games this season.
If he wants to go to every game in baseball's, like, baseball's over. Basically, he's going to miss 2 or 3 games because of baseball. Home games.
Yeah.
So that gives you 5 games plus the playoffs. So if he wants, he could be at every damn one of those games.
So he definitely doesn't want to be a Yankee. He wants to keep getting Eagle games in October.
Well, that's not true because the Yankees, and you live here, pretty close to driving to Philadelphia.
Good point, yeah.
I mean, you don't have to live in Philadelphia. In fact, who would actually want to live in Philadelphia? You pick a nice suburb in New Jersey.
Yeah.
You take your private helicopter down there. You get the hell out of that city as soon as you can. You see your team play. All is good.
Yeah, I guess 1 o'clock Eagle game, 8 o'clock Yankee playoff game. You can make it work.
Yeah. Oh, easily.
Oh, we imagine that. Imagine before a Yankee night playoff game, he was at an Eagle 1 o'clock.
Would that bother you?
He was a Yankee. Would it bother me? He'd be the open.
It would piss you off. Richard in Port Washington.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What's going on, Richard?
Evan, Sean, Tommy, hey. Regarding your Cinco de Peno, I want to make an argument that Game 1 of the 2000 World Series had no hope after it because of Paul O'Neill and Armando Benitez. And I also want to tell you my nickname for Armando Benitez.
Okay, go ahead. Hopefully it's not offensive.
So, no, it'll be fine.
Okay.
So that at-bat in the ninth inning between Benitez and Paul O'Neill, the Yankees were not the team they were the years before.
No
they
doubt.
Were on the decline.
Yep, they choked at the end of the season. I mean, they lost 13 out of their last 15 games, only won 87
they did,
games.
And they shouldn't have even made the World Series,
yep.
But anyway.
Yep.
That at-bat where O'Neill somehow worked that walk against Benitez, once that walk occurred, I had no hope. I was sure at
Richard,
that point.
I completely agree with you, but, okay? I agree with you, but. Yes, I think we all felt the same way when O'Neill drew that walk, when they tied the game at the bottom of the ninth inning, and then as the innings are going on, you kind of knew they're going to lose this game.
Right.
Jose Vizcaino, blah, blah, blah. They lose that game. That was the win to get, obviously. But there's always hope when you're not dead yet. And so, yes, looking back on it, and certainly how I felt in the moment, the Mets lost the World Series in Game 1. The Mets lost the World Series in Game 1 in 2015.
Sure.
In fact, Sean, I'll bring you into this. The Yankees lost the World Series in Game 1 last year.
Yep.
Like, I get it.
You have time to recover.
But you have time to recover. You have time to change the script.
But as I said, it's hard to win 5 games out of a series instead of 4. I think
you're,
it's a different way to look
right.
at it.
You're right, and it's the same thing with the Knicks from last year with Indiana.
Yeah.
Like, you can look at Game 1 and say, I knew the series was over. They still had a chance.
Right. Thank you, SMY. Stay tuned for Baseball Night New York presented by Tri-State Cadillac coming up next on SMY.
And that was also the era of where Steinbrenner would bring in former Mets. Now, you understand it with Doc. You understand it with Daryl. Jose Vizcaino, who is still at Yankee Old Timers Day. I grew up as Jose Vizcaino was a Met, and he stuck it to us. That's just like that extra little kick in the that just defines that era of the Yankees here and the Mets there.
I'm going to give you 3 options, and there's probably more, but I'm going to stick with just 3. Timo Perez, Paul O'Neill's at bat,
yeah.
Jose Vizcaino. Those are three things from game one of the 2000 World Series. Which haunts you the most? Because to me, it's there's one that, whatever, just answer the question. I don't want to get into this again.
I think it's O'Neill.
Yeah, it's O'Neill.
Yeah, it's O'Neill.
I agree with it. Timo gets all the attention, but that at-bat was just...
It's a top five at-bat I've ever experienced in my life.
Yeah. Now, again, the Mets could have also, Armando could have still gotten out of the inning. Like, it's one thing for O'Neill to draw that walk. Like, you can still get out of it. But, yeah, it really changed the trajectory of that series. But you said this, Tommy, about the Royals. The Mets are never beating the Kansas City Royals. There is a part of me that feels that way about the 2000 Yankees, where even if the Mets had won that game, Clemens responds in game two. We saw what Jeter did in game four. Maybe they don't win game three, like, or they lose in six. Like, this was still a dynastic team that they were likely not beating. So even if that result was different, I have more confidence that the Mets would have beaten the Royals than the Mets would have beaten the Yankees.
And that's why it's number one, because the sports gods knew we had no shot against the Yankees and made us have to sit there and suffer through it. Like we ha- like you say all the time,
sit there.
He said it about the butt fumble. Why can't the Jets just suck in their own, you know, existence? Why does it have to be on national TV? Why couldn't the Mets just be where they were? The Yankees be where they were? Why do we have to lose to them in the World Series?
Can I make it worse for you? Because if this didn't happen, what if the Mets lost to the Yankees in the seventh game of the World Series the way the Blue Jays lost to the Dodgers?
Would have been the
worst. I mean, just think about it.
I did that night, by the way. I was like, my God, if this was like one of our teams. I didn't go that route, but I said, what if this was the Mets or Yankees?
This is the thing. Like, my list was so depressing, right? Oh, so bad. So many horrible things. Nothing is even close to what the Blue Jay fan probably felt. Yeah. They were two outs away from winning the World Series.
Oh, man.
And then they had the bases loaded with one out. They were a swing away. Then they were a centimeter away. Like, holy crap.
And you talk about whether or not they can get back. In all likelihood, probably not. Where the Dodgers could get back more likely, that might have been Toronto's only shot. And they haven't won since the early 90s. Do you think if you showed Jet all of these games... he would be a better way to decide this. Like, if you showed him, like, my list of the teams that you root for and then your list, would he be like an IBO there where he would say, I felt more pain watching this or I could understand, like, that makes sense? Like, going back and watching old games or you just had to be there?
Suck.
I think you had to be there. And he also needs more pain in his own sports life.
Yeah, he doesn't really have a lot of pain.
To really understand it.
I'll say this. If the Yankees ever beat the Mets on a seventh game the way that unfolded, Joe Davis could come to City Hall and do the parade.
Would you quit the business, Evan?
I would quit the business.
Would you take a week off? You would be there for the next day. Would you then go on vacation for a couple days?
I think at some point I would need one. That's how I view this. Like, I would absolutely come in, do the shows, do the Ricos, do what I have to do. I think at some point I would need that. All right, I got to get recharged now.
We'll tap out. When's that jet buy week?
I need a couple of days.
You guys got that giant Patriot game. I got to dip out for a little bit.
Well, that's what makes it worse because it's October.
Yeah.
If it was like a football loss, it's like, all right, I'm taking all of February off. Yeah, that's the way I would view that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.